This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show. It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing, eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to The Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next. So listen for yourself. Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And I call it an educational odyssey because I'm always reminded how we need to become educated about this plant. This plant has so many wonderful, miraculous properties used with the right people understanding how it should be used. And not everyone does. And I'm so excited because stories and storytelling, they're really the heart of what people understand and how they grasp a concept. And joining us today is one of the most compelling stories. You will hear from a publicist that I deal with, and I absolutely adore her, Alana Cohen. She's been a PR specialist in Chicago, and she started in with using cannabis about 15 years ago to cope when her mother took her own life. And she describes, imagine being a 15-year-old, your mother takes her own life, and you are left in this world to figure it all out. And she said this 15-year therapy, she describes her time as 15-year therapist and psychiatrist tour of Chicago and New York. The period left her feeling increasingly depressed, and she was recommended to go on various serotonin inhibitors, and it's such a compelling story. And Ilana, welcome to Cannabis Talk.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Okay, so take us back to this terrible loss in your life. And we wanted to say that suicide is not like losing a mother to cancer or a terrible accident. It's very different. It's very, very different.
Exactly. And that's kind of how I frame it. And both in any way to lose a parent is absolutely terrible. I think when you are 15 or any age, but 15 is a very pivotal age in a young girl's life. And losing my mother to suicide was extremely difficult in many ways, but also because it was so taboo and had such a negative stigma, where I think it still does, and as does cannabis, and not anymore, which is why I have been fighting to end negative stigmas ever since she took her own life. So my story really started with my mom committed suicide the summer of my sophomore year of high school. I was just about to start, and it was at the end of the summer. And, you know, I kind of just blocked out everything, and I didn't really want to feel, and I didn't want to cope. And this was before I had started to be medicated by the therapist and psychiatrist, and this was around the time when all high school kids were starting to smoke weed and, you know, kind of be rebellious. And this was my rebellious time. I gave my dad a run for his money, and, you know, but when I would use cannabis, and at that time I was never calling it cannabis, it was the only thing that made me feel better. I was always an introvert and never wanted to, you know, speak in school or speak in large groups, and I was really uncomfortable around new people. I never spoke up in high school because I came from a private school, and I just felt like I was the, you know, the girl whose mom committed suicide, and it wasn't a common thing, unfortunately, as common as it is now. And then I just, you know, took my journey through high school and continued to smoke with my friends. And, you know, there wasn't many options of what you could do with weed those days. It's just smoking really out of a device or an apple. And then I went to college, and I think my cannabis intake became more often and definitely more frequent, and I wouldn't say it was good products at all, but also that's when my anxiety started. And when I got to my junior year of high school, I just basically lost it, and I call it a big dip, but that's when I had my very first panic attack, and it was literally the most scary thing I had experienced. I didn't have my family with me. They were in Chicago. I was in college in New York, and I was laying on the floor crying and crying and crying, calling my family. I have a very supportive dad and sister, and we call ourselves small but mighty. And, you know, I didn't know what was happening. And I also went to the hospital a bunch of times thinking, you know, I was very sick, but it just happened to be anxiety. And it just got worse. And I wanted to enjoy college, but I started to find myself not wanting to go out and just being sad all the time and crying and wanting to come home and saying that I was just done with school. And I was just, I just could not find myself anymore. And I started to feel sick. And the only thing that helped was smoking weed. And I just continued smoking weed, and my intake got more prevalent in my life, and unfortunately it was not enough at the time. And when I graduated college, I actually stayed in bed for a good amount of time, for about 6 months on and off, until I went to the doctor, and, you know, they fully medicated me and doped me up with all of the anti-anxiety medications and depression medications that they possibly could, and all of the SSRIs, and that's what I was always scared of. I never wanted to become my mom, where I was on a million pharmaceutical pills. And actually, when she passed away, she was waiting for a new medication to start working. And my dad was terrified this whole time.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
That my sister and I were going to need to be medicated as well, and that we were going to, you know, take on biologically mental illness from our mother and her, you know, other side, and from her family. And
right.
he saw us becoming robots, and that's how I felt. And, you know, I didn't, after all these medications started to get into my system, I was a robot. I wasn't myself. I was able to go out in public, but I didn't feel happiness. I didn't feel fun. I just was able to function. And I was able to go out without overheating and feeling like I was going to pass out. And I was crying. I looked at all my pill bottles on my bed, and I couldn't take it anymore. And the doctors just kept giving me more and more pills. So, you know, I turned 23, and it's actually a funny story. My dad, at the age of 60, transitioned being a television producer to working in cannabis, mainly because of my mom and wanting to try and find ways to help my sister and I without having to take big pharmaceutical medications. And sadly, his three best friends from high school happened to pass away from cancer all within a couple years of each other. And he learned everything, anything possible about the
good
plant
for him,
and has such a passion for the plant, because he was so sad that he couldn't do anything to help them, and he really believes that cannabis can change people's lives. And
yes,
it can.
I'm going to let you hold.
It really can.
Hold on to that thought. We are going to take a quick break. We will. It's a fascinating story. And I just love the story because it really brings back to home how important cannabis is. And we'll be back with Ilana in just a moment. And Ilana, is there a website that people can go to find out more about you?
Absolutely. You can go to nisonco.com.
And we'll be back in a moment. I'm Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned. This is Cannabis Talk 8.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-834-6216. 800-834-6216. 800-834-6216. Again, that's 800-834-6216.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
To help you, the right product is so critical, and that's exactly what we're doing today. We're talking with a young woman. Her story is very compelling. It's an extraordinary story. Alana Cohen is back with us right here on Cannabis Talk, A to Z, and Educational Odyssey. I'm Frankie Boyer, and Ilana, you know, this is such a compelling story, and you were wandering, you were trying to find where you should be going, what you should be doing, and the medications were not working. And your dad just started to explore and get into the cannabis, the world of cannabis. And what year was this? How many years ago are we talking now?
This was about, he started about, I would say, 7 or 8 years ago, just becoming an encyclopedia and everything. And I would say I have been a medical patient for about 4.5 years now.
Okay. And you were finally able to do the research. And today is a little bit different because so many states do have medical marijuana. And there's a big difference between working with a practitioner and doing the dosing yourself, because, you know, it's very difficult. And one of the things that I talk about on the show all the time is, how do you tricate? Because the dosage for me may not be the dosage for you. And people don't understand, you have to start slow and drink a lot of water. And it's a lot of trial and error. It's a lot of trial and error to find what's going to work and work best for you. It's not, quick, give me three doses and I'm done. You know, it doesn't work
Absolutely.
That way. Life is not
mm-hmm.
like that. Yes, yes. And so you were able to get relief, thank goodness. And tell us, finish a little bit about the story, because this is such a great story.
Sure, absolutely. I was totally on board with my dad suggesting that I go talk to my doctor about trying cannabis as another tactic, because the medication just wasn't working and I did not want to be a robot anymore. And, you know, I had always said to myself, once anxiety took a hold of my life, I swore I would never let it win, and I was never going to stop my quest to find out what was going to help me. So, you know, I went and got my medical card. I talked to the doctor about the things I was going through, and he diagnosed me with a social anxiety disorder as well as PTSD from losing my mom. And that, you know, was right on point. And we talked about what could help me, but, you know, the absolute most incredible thing that has helped me is going to my dispensary in Chicago, which is Columbia Care, Illinois. And I've been going there the whole time I've had a medical card, and actually talking to the people that work there, the bud tenders, and finding out good products for what I am going through in my ailments. And, you know, they won't just let you get a product if you say you have terrible, terrible anxiety, and then there's a product known to give you more anxiety. And I think
yes.
the fact that I finally found something that I enjoy taking and I enjoy doing, but it also is helping me medically, And honestly, I was just waiting and waiting and waiting for public relations agencies to open for cannabis. And I worked in so many different arenas in the PR agency and just waiting for cannabis PR to become a thing, because I have always said that I want to work in an industry that I am passionate about, and I am extremely passionate about the power of the plants and mental health. And, you know, I found this amazing company, Nissen Co. PR, and I think we are millennials, you know, taking over the world and really trying to get the word out about the medical benefits of cannabis and CBD. And I honestly don't think that I would be as well off as I am today without it.
Oh, I love this story. It's such a great story. And it proves that, you know, the dosage is really important, the kind of product that you take. Where are you getting the product from? You know, do you need some CBD? Do you need a little THC? Do you need a combination? You know, these are all questions that many people that have anxiety, that have PTSD, need to ask and find out what's right for them. And the only way you can do that is talking to people that have the experience in the dispensaries, talking to, you know, practitioners that understand cannabis. And unfortunately, we have a society today where the stigmas, as you were sharing earlier in first segment, these stigmas are huge. They're really huge. You know, and I know. I mean, I had sponsors that did not want to be on the show. When
Absolutely.
I started this show, they just didn't want to be a part of the show.
Yeah, you know, that's why I'm hoping one day that when people are looking for medical claims in the media, that we can actually give them medical claims from doctors that are cannabis trained. And I have in every one of my profiles fighting negative stigmas against cannabis and mental health and negative stigmas around the world, because I think everyone needs that. And there's so many different things that people need to understand. And, you know, cannabis is becoming so widespread. I still have a job right now because it is essential. And people need to know that this is a healing agent, and we're not putting chemicals into our body that gives us these terrible side effects.
Right. Absolutely, absolutely, because the side effects are not, you know, people are not aware that when you learn how to use the plant, all forms of the plant, including CBD, you have to go slow. Every single expert and doctor, practitioner, they're all saying you cannot begin with going in full head. You have to understand the endocannabinoid system. You have to understand where you are in this system. Is your body really depleted, as some of us are, and needs to be refilled and refreshed? And you know, it's like a duck to water in many times. It's so wonderful. So I thank you for your passion, your story, and your courage, because not easy to do what you're doing, and I just so appreciate you being on with us today. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for helping me spread my story.
Yes, and give us the website, please.
It is nisonco.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Ilana. We'll be right back. I'm Frankie Boyer. Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey.
With all the CBD offerings today, how do you choose the best one? My name is John R. Taylor, and I've been a naturopath for over 20 years formulating high-quality natural supplements. When I launched my Core Hemp CBD product several years ago, I used all my years of experience to produce the best possible CBD products. Core Hemp will satisfy all the rules of choosing a quality CBD product. Core Hemp is non-GMO, blended and bottled in the USA. Not an isolate or synthetic. I only use full-spectrum hemp oil. 500 milligrams of CBD at 1 milligram per drop. Third-party testing so you know what you're getting. 100% hemp, no MCTs, no coconut oil or olive oil. We have both an oral CBD oil and a topical, plus one just for pets. To learn more about Core Hemp products, go to core-hemp.com and use the coupon code HEMP2020 for a 15% discount on your entire purchase.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your four-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
back. It is Frankie Boyer, and this is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Joining me today is Sammy Dorff. Sammy Dorff was in law school as a young man and decided he went to school for business and then law school. And decided to get into the cannabis industry. And we have so much to talk to him about, because the truth is that millennials are taking over the cannabis industry. And they're doing it in a very smart way. And Sammy, welcome to the program. It is such a pleasure. Tell us a little bit about the evolution and how everything came about and how you began to own a company.
Yeah, well, no, thanks. First and foremost, thank you very much for having you on. Excited to be on the show today. You know, we got involved in the cannabis industry really in the beginning of it, when there was, you know, not a lot of clarity on whether there were the legality surrounding it, the opportunity that existed. But it was more of a vision that we had, and something that we saw could be, you know, a new industry that was taking birth. When I got involved in the industry, you know.
Yeah. No. I just wanted to hear more about this. Yes, please explain.
Yeah. So I got involved in the industry around 2010 while I was in law school, as you mentioned. You know, I graduated school in 2008. That was really, you know, the Great Recession at that point. There wasn't a lot of job opportunity, so I decided to go to law school. To kind of build my bag of tricks, per se. One of the kids that I went to college with, who was a close friend of mine at that point, started one of the first cannabis dispensaries in Denver, Colorado. So while I was in law school, I was able to watch his company grow, and I really became enamored by the whole thought of medical cannabis.
Yeah, sure. Can you imagine? Seriously, can you only imagine how huge
it has become back then?
Yeah, back then. And so, give us the background of what you had to do to get this company started, and what kind of company is it, and give us some of the details.
Yeah, well, the background, it was extremely tricky. It's been a roller coaster for the past 6.5 years, I can say. When I first got into the industry, around 2013, 2014, was when Illinois passed its medical cannabis rules to allow for 60 dispensaries and 21 cultivation centers. At that point, I was around 26, 27 years old, and I was like, as I said, I just learned through this through one of my close friends, dude, in Colorado, and I was like, I'm jumping into this thing and I'm getting involved. At that point, everybody thought I was crazy because they thought these licenses would go to only people that had, you know, lots and lots of money or had political relationships. And Illinois, which was similar to Massachusetts, had one of the first merit-based application programs. And that allowed for these teams to put together these merit-based applications and apply to win one of these licenses. So at that point, you know, I went out and I met different mayors and I got letters of support and I found real estate. And I started just checking the box of the list of the things that you needed that were required for these applications. And through that, I met some other individuals that were in the cannabis industry already that were looking for an Illinois partner, and we partnered up. And it was really just a dream and a hope that we could potentially win these. There was multiple hundreds of applications for the few applications that were available, a few licenses that were available in Illinois, and we found out that we actually won one of the licenses.
Wow. That is so exciting. So exciting. And you know,
yeah, so.
I don't know what it's like there now, but we had the merit system here in Massachusetts, and then somebody realized that one of the applications had links to somebody that was very famous in government and a former representative or something. I don't know. It just got very convoluted, and they threw out everybody. And people that paid $100,000 for the application, Sammy, $100,000 for just the application, lost everything. I know of a few of them.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with that process. And Illinois came right on the heels of that whole fiasco. And Illinois did a really good job in making sure that there was blind scoring and there were no, you know, political favors per se that were involved. The state of Illinois set up, you know, we believe is the best merit-based application process, which a lot of states followed. And, you know, going back to kind of how it started is that after Illinois announced its licensees and winners, a lot of other states started to fall after that and adapt for medical cannabis programs. And what they did is they really mirrored their cannabis programs after Illinois. So when we realized that we were successful here in Illinois, that we had the formula to win these licenses, start up these companies, build out our facilities and operate, and that there was these other states that were coming online, we started going state to state to state. And that was really the beginning and what built these so-called multi-state operators.
Yes. So what did you wind up opening a dispensary? Are you involved in product? Tell us what you are right now, where you are with this.
Yeah, so Verano, we started here in Illinois. We were actually the first group to actually cultivate and sell medical cannabis. And then we have dispensaries as well. We are a vertically integrated company that's in multiple states throughout the U.S. right now. And we do it all. We have cultivation, we have production, every different type of product. We have 150 different SKUs that we create. And we also have a retail chain called Zenleaf Dispensaries. So, you know, we really run the whole gambit of the cannabis industry from seed to sale.
Wow. Can I ask how old you are now?
I'm 35. I'm becoming an old man now.
No, you're far from an old man. 35 years old.
Like after 7 years.
No.
I feel old.
I was going to say, I bet you do. In 7 years, I just have to ask. Were your family horrified that you were doing this? Were people like, oh, what is he doing? He's wasting his life away.
Yes.
Did you get any of that?
That's a great question. And, you know, I was very fortunate that, you know, when my father, when he was in his early 30s, he was a prosecutor for the state of Illinois. And that's when floor trading was big, commodities trading was big here in Chicago. And he left his law job career to become a commodity trader on the floor of the Board of Trade. He took a huge risk, and everybody thought he was crazy. He had he was on a good path to become a lawyer and, work for the state's attorney, work his way up, and he had a successful career trading for 31 years. So when I told him that I wanted to, leave the legal field and, go chase cannabis licenses, he said, listen, he's like, you're in your late 20s, early 30s. He's like, this is the time to take a risk in your life. He's like, I did it, and I was very fortunate it worked out. So they were extremely supportive of me because my father had been through something similar, just in a different type of industry. Some of their friends, they were crazy for allowing me to leave the legal career and go chase these cannabis licenses, that it was federally illegal, that they're going to be shut down, that I could be arrested. But, I really did have a strong support cast throughout it.
I love this story, Danny. Oh, my God, this is such a great story. So what's life been like during this absolute crazy COVID?
Yeah, it's interesting. I think that we've been able to – it's presented a couple different things. One is obviously we've had to adapt, right? And this is something I talk about a lot. Is that, the states that we operate in are very tightly regulated. So we have a very high standard of operations, both on the operations side and both on how we treat our clients and our patients. So we've been able to adapt very well.
How many states are you in right now?
We're currently in 12 states.
God bless you. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. In each state, there's different rules and regulations and different COVID restrictions.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure you're aware of. But, because we're held to this high standard from the beginning and we came from a very highly regulated, state, Illinois, we've been able to adapt really well to operate within the new framework of COVID, call it. And I think that, you've seen new ways, whether it's curbside pickup, a big move to online ordering. You've seen a lot of different things that have come out of it, but fortunately we've been able to adapt really well.
We have to take a quick break, but boy, we're talking, the millennials are taking over the CBD and cannabis business. Joining us today is Sammy Dorf. We're going to take a quick break. Sammy, please give us the best website for the company.
Yeah, you can find us at VeronoBrands.com.
We'll be right back. Oh, my gosh, what a great, great story. I'm Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey.
Do what you want to do.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oregano.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey. I'm Frankie Boyer. And if you don't think that the cannabis world is an equalizer, I don't know what rock you've been under. Because the truth is, whether you're young and you have anxiety, whether you're middle-aged and you are a weekend warrior that has aches and pains, whether you are a senior that you are now realizing that those years of playing ball and football and all those other sports are running, the knees aren't what they used to be, the feet aren't what they were. Cannabis in all of its form, from CBD to full strength cannabis to topicals, could possibly be the answer in helping you. And we're talking today to a young millennial who has created a team of young millennials to create his company, Verano, and they're considered craft cannabis. And exactly what does that mean? And welcome back, Danny Sammy Dorf. This is such a great story, by the way. Love your story.
Thank you very much, and it's good to be back. Yeah, craft cannabis is high quality. You know, it's artisanal. It's an eye for the attention of detail in the quality of the product, unique strains, quality packaging, and best genetics.
Do you think having a young team is helping stay fresh and stay current with what's the demands are in this country right now?
Yeah, most definitely. I think that, you know, with a young team, they're really hip to what's new culturally. They're willing to take chances. They're always coming with new fresh ideas. You know, the cannabis industry is still really in the beginning of its existence. So when
yes.
It's great to have people that are excited to break down barriers to you know, charge forward into a new frontier. And I think with, you know, a younger team, they're not stuck in any ways. They're ready to come out and try a lot of different things in many different facets of the business.
I think you're really spot on. I think that makes a tremendous amount of sense. Many states, this cannabis is essential. It wasn't here in Massachusetts, but that's another story. But for most states, it's considered essential. And you know, we've done many shows with many doctors, Sammy, that talk about the need, and we just talked with Ilana Cohen. We were just talking about the need for CBD or maybe cannabis to have the opioid crisis. We have a situation in Massachusetts that is heart-wrenching called methadone mile. It's absolutely heart-wrenching. The tents are up. It's filthy. It's drug dealing going on. It is absolutely young men and women from low homes are strung out and are in desperate need of help. And I believe in my heart of hearts, and if I didn't believe this, I wouldn't be doing the show and I wouldn't be saying this. I really believe that cannabis is the answer. I really believe that CBD and the combination could possibly get those kids back into treatment and get them help and give them the relief.
Yeah, Frankie, I couldn't agree more. And it's something that we talk about all the time here at Verano, and we see in our dispensaries. You know, when we first got involved in the cannabis industry, everybody talked about cannabis as a gateway drug. You know, what we like to say, it's the exit drug. And we're seeing it in communities all throughout the U.S. that are overloaded with this opioid epidemic. And it touches people from all races, all different backgrounds, rich, poor, in the middle. And it's really taken over a lot of the suburbs and cities. And what we're seeing here is that with this quote-unquote exit drug, now cannabis, it's really allowing individuals to kick their opioid habits with a product that doesn't have lasting effects. And it's amazing when you stand in, and we go to municipalities, you know, that's one of the first things we talk about because everybody is being touched by it. And we say, listen, come visit one of our dispensaries, see the people that are coming in, talk to them. And you will be amazed by the stories that you hear of individuals that are now using cannabis and CBD instead of taking opioid pills. And it's absolutely mind-blowing. And it's something that pushes us through to keep working hard here at Verano because we know we're changing lives in regards to that.
I love that. I think that's a great philosophy and wonderful that you're doing that. Really wonderful. The other question that I have for you is, what has been your favorite part of the journey so far?
Oh, that's a tricky question. I would say the overall journey itself. It's been an unbelievable experience. I've done things and met people that I never would have had in a million years would have I stuck, you know, being a lawyer, climbing the so-called corporate ladder. I think the entire journey of, you know, many times, there was many failures along the way. I could have quit 1,000 times, and I think a lot of people would have. And I think it was just kept going forward and moving forward and with this belief that, you know, we were going to turn this into a successful company and that I had what it took. And then ultimately seeing this all work out and where cannabis is today and where Verano is on the forefront of the industry, it's the overall journey that's just been so mind-blowing and just exciting. And again, the people that I've met along the way, it's just been incredible.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. If I were to ask you where you're going to be in 10 years, do you have a clue?
It's really tough because this cannabis industry moves in dog years. I would see myself in 10 years helping out individuals maybe on a beach somewhere. You know, hopefully, probably not on a beach, but because I'm just addicted to work and helping out individuals. I think it would be mentoring individuals that were in my place, you know, when I was, you know, in my late
20s.
I would love to go back.
I bet you're,
you know.
I bet your dad is so proud of you and your folks, and what a great story. We'd love to have you back. Sammy Dorf, we're out of time. Give us the website. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Yeah, you can find us on Zenleaf Dispensaries or Verano, or you can find us on social at Verano Brands. We're very active on our social at Verano and Zenleaf. Frankie, thank you very much for having me and look forward to connecting.
Yes, thank you so much, Danny. Sammy, we'll be right back. No, we're all done. Thanks for being with us. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. I'm Frankie Boyer. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, everybody, and as always, smile.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.